You're very welcome to another edition of Lorna Parka here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep you company over the next hour. Another jam-packed show between 6 and 7. Pat Sullivan and Hannah Power are here in studio to chat about the Waterford Ladies relegation playoff against Tipperary on Saturday. Cyril Farrell will reflect on the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals last weekend. We'll hear from Daisha Miners, Ava Shankey and Emer O'Neill, head of their All-Ireland semi-final against Westmead on Wednesday. And later in the hour, we'll pay tribute to the late Jackie Condon. So starting with ladies football, and Waterford will face Tipperary in the All-Ireland relegation playoffs on Saturday at 2 o'clock in Piltown. The winner will stay senior for 2024, while the loser will play Laois or Cavan in a relegation decider the following week. I'm delighted to say that manager Pat Sullivan and defender Hannah Power are here in studio to chat about this one. And Pat, no team wants to be in a relegation battle. How have the players responded since the defeat to Meath?
Yeah, 100%, one place you don't want to be, but look, we acceptance, I suppose, the first week after the Meath game, we were disappointed, because going into the Meath game and going into the Donegal game, we were very confident as well within the camp that a lot of good work was done through the league and the Munster Championship, that we would not even get through, but we wanted to top the group, and that's what we wanted in a home draw in a quarter final. And that was very disappointing when two games had passed us by and we didn't get a result in any of the two of them. But look, we've rallied this week and last week and put the head down now, know that we have a big task ahead of us. A lot of good work done in the last year, and we don't want to leave that go down the drain by going back to intermediate. So it's everything to the wheel, short of the wheel now this week.
Any injuries in the camp ahead of the weekend, Pat?
Yeah, there'll be two or three won't make it. Sheena McGurkin is definitely out, has got bad news last week on her cruise she had done, which is very unlucky for a girl who was going so well. Niamh Parr as well won't make it. Collarbone out. She's back into training, light running, but won't make match up panel. But good news, the girl beside me here, Hannah Power, is back fully fit, so came on in the Meath game and is ready to go, which is great.
Yeah, Hannah, we saw you coming on for the last 20 minutes against Meath. How glad were you to get back out in the field?
Oh, I was delighted. I felt it a lot longer now than 20 minutes, to be honest, when the final whistle was going. But no, it's great. I was kind of getting back into training over the last few weeks, so it's just kind of the first over and just really ready now for this weekend and kind of to have that under my belt. And it's given me personally a lot of confidence ahead of the match at this weekend.
I saw you in the Cork game carrying the water and giving out instructions. How difficult was it watching on from the sidelines?
Very frustrating. I think I can relate a little bit more to Pat sitting beside me and what it's like that watching on. And, you know, I think it's also been a real positive and a building experience for me as a player to be able to have that perspective of the game and to see what goes on around, and just to allow me to kind of see how other players on our panel move and how other teams move, and kind of seeing ideas and processes that we work on and training and how well that they are implemented into the game scenarios.
You're going to be playing in Piltown on Saturday, Hannah, where you've played before. You got two league games under your belt against Cork and Kerry. How much of an advantage is that?
It's a huge advantage for us. We know the pitch, we know the setup, we have our routine, and we've travelled there before together as a panel. It's a great pitch, and we were very lucky over the kind of hard pre-season training that we were down in Piltown often, and they were very good to us. So it's kind of a nice way to wrap up the end of our season as well, going back to where most of it started.
Pat, you're very familiar with Tipperary over the years, from league finals to relegation playoffs, and you only played them recently in the Munster Championship and got over the line by 2 points. What will they bring to the table on Saturday?
Look, Tip, whatever way we go and whatever Tip team we play, our Waterford team is always just going to be a point or two in that game, and it's shown, I think, it's back since we've battled since 2016 now with the league and with Championship. Again, the last day we were in control of that game in Dungarvan, but somehow we still ended up only winning by 2 points. And we know going into this game that we feel within the panel we have a strong panel, and we're disappointed, as I said, where we are, but we've accepted it. But we're really looking forward to the challenge ahead. But we know too well that this is going to take a challenge no different to playing Cork tomorrow morning, if it was, or playing Kerry. Tip will bring that same challenge with a local derby, and we really know that we'll have to make sure that we have no, let's say, unforced errors ourselves to leave any chances for Tip to be back in that game. And when we get our chance, we're going to have to punish him.
Ashley Maloney is one of the top forwards in the game. Pat, how much of a threat is she going to be this weekend?
She's a massive threat every day she goes out, regardless how poor Tip are or what they've got in the Munster Championship. If you look at it last day, I think it was 8-10 they conceded. But Ashley still got 2-1. When you're getting two goals or three goals in a game, that's 9 points. And all of a sudden, you get a few frees, you're well up there where an average game of 1-10, 1-11 will win for you. So we're very conscious of that. But on the flip side, then, we're very lucky. We have top-class defenders, and to be honest, I don't have any much fear in what we're going to do and how we're going to cope at Aisling. We know what she'll bring, but we're very, very conscious as well that we have a very strong defending unit within the squad, and we have players that have the ability to mark Aisling without any issue either.
Hannah, you have your own score getter at the other end of the field. Lauren McGregor got her 9th goal of the year last time out against Meath. What are you making of the season that she's having in front of goal?
Really, sure. I think Lauren has always been on form, and this year it's really all come to the forefront, and she's just shown great leadership in training and on the pitch as well. And when we need that score, when we need the last day, you'd even see her coming up collecting a kick out when we were kind of getting into the runt of it. And it's really just all come together for Lauren this year, and she's on shooting form as well, which is brilliant for us and obviously for our scores at the end of the day. So we'll be hoping for the same again as usual on Saturday.
Have you come up against her often in training?
In training, yes, and also a club as well. So she's the one, when you see her coming towards you, say, oh my God, now. But no, it's great. Like, and look, I suppose that's, we're so lucky in our panel as well that we have the calibre of forwards and backs that it's a constant battle in training, that you always have to be on your toes when you have the likes of Lauren, Kate, Kellyanne, the whole lot coming in on top of you. You're always ready for training as you would be for match day.
Pat, how important would it be to have a big Waterford support in Piltown on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be massive for us. Yeah, we will be much hoping for, we will get the following that we got, I suppose, in the Meath game. We look back to the start of this year and we say we're probably getting a bit of stick ourselves within the county and outside of the county of playing our games in Piltown. We were very lucky to have Piltown. But if I look back to them games, particularly the Cork game we drew, we got a massive support that day. And coming near the end of that game, that you could see the players were rising to it, and we went 4 and 5 points up at one stage and the crowd were behind us, which was massive. So if we get the same this Saturday, it'll help us majorly, because as I said, I can see this game coming down to the wire and we'd be very happy to get over the line by a point. We're a senior next year and that's what we want to be. But yes, the crowd will be like a 16 player to us this year.
Hannah, who'll be cheering you on in Piltown on Saturday?
Hopefully the family are very good. Mum and dad are good to come to the games. They've kind of made it up to a few of the away ones as well, and we have all the usual suspects that are always there. We have the kind of regular supporters, I'd say, who'd come up, a lot of our parents, close friends and family, and hopefully then a few more now that we're on the summer holidays and whatnot, there's a few more available as well to come along.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be a big turnout in Piltown on Saturday. And like Hannah, you're not only fighting a battle on the field at the moment, but you're also fighting a battle off the field. The ladies football and Camogie players are playing the championships under protest. We saw you sitting down in the middle of the field prior to the Meath game. What are the improvements that you would like to see for next year?
Well, I suppose it's just having that equity and to have that female player charity that we have within the camps, that players' costs are covered and that there is that minimum standard across all county panels for both ladies football and for Camogie as well. Nothing extortionate, I suppose. It's just to have the basics and that, you know, everybody realises that we are ready for that equity and that we should be getting that, especially for players travelling, and just to have the basic standards met.
Pat, I'm sure you'd echo those sentiments from Hannah.
Yeah, look, 100%. I think there's good progress being made. Unfortunately, it's been made in the wrong way, that we have to go through a process to do it. But I think it's opened a lot of eyes around the country, and there's a lot of, let's say, support and momentum getting behind it. But like, you're asking the question of what are you looking for? You're looking for basics. You're looking for food after training. You're looking for a full-time physio. You're looking for a doctor. The basic medics that you need to perform at elite level. And more importantly, the facilities to get into. You're playing against elite teams, and we can't get into fields. We spoke about earlier on, we're in Kilkenny and Piltown doing pre-season, and we're nearly back there this weekend. It's nearly a home venue to us because we've played so much there. But that's not acceptable for what we have and the standards we have around Waterford. But we can't get into play in them areas. So I think I spoke a few weeks ago about it. Within our own squad, we're lucky enough, we have a lot of these basics, but that's due to players and management rowing in to actually do their own fundraising. And there's nothing special going on here. It's just that we know them standards are needed. They're in place for the girls, but they're in place through the current group of management players. And when that current group of management players depart, that's not going to be there. It's not a current standard that's built. It's a standard we know we need, and we make sure we have it for the players. But unfortunately, as Hannah spoke on, you have players travelling from Limerick, Cork, Dublin twice a week, and expected to stop on the way back down in Kilkenny or Limerick or wherever it is in Cork and fill their car, but no expenses. But I have the same scenario where I have maybe a brother or whoever on a hurling panel or football panel, and their expenses are covered. So it's just equal across the whole board. And it's great to see at the moment, last week, all the captains rowing in from the men's side as well to support that. So it shows that they completely understand where we're coming from as well. And I think even heard in your show last week as well, from Dan Shannon's point of view, a guy who's been involved from both sides and knows it inside out, and it's great to see he understands it as well, and it shows that there is a momentum coming behind it, and I think this was needed.
Yeah, and Hannah, how difficult is it for some of your teammates, like as Pat mentioned, like travelling from Cork and Limerick and from Dublin and not getting the proper expenses?
I think that's the biggest thing. It's the financial side of it, unfortunately, what it comes down to as well. Not only the time and the commitment that these players are putting in, you know, for anyone living local close to a field that you're training, you're talking 2-3 hours. But for a lot of these girls, it's 6-8 hours round trip. You're talking about tolls, having to stop on the way. You can't feasibly drive for 2-3 hours, expect to get out of the car and go into an intense 2-hour training. So hats off to all the girls travelling, and you know, it's a huge challenge for them on top of everything that it gives to play for your county and to want to perform at that elite level.
Well, Hannah Power and Pat Sullivan, thanks a million for dropping into our Dungarvan studios, and all the best against Tipperary on Saturday.
Thanks, Tomás.
Thank you.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.